Magnify you, What it's all about. Pray with me as we pray over the Word of God that He'll bless it today. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. God, we pray that You'll move in a mighty way here today, Lord, and open up the hearts and the minds of those before me, Lord, that they might receive from Thy Word today. Lord, we might receive the thing that is good. It'd be a seed planted upon good ground. Let us open our hearts in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Sometimes I think about the church and the many churches throughout the country. You know, one time we got the first amendment, you know, and it gave us the freedom of worship. But it enabled something that even what they were thinking wasn't what was going to happen. What happened, people went out, they started up all kinds of churches. They had freedom of worship. But you know, freedom of worship, they have made that almost part of the Bible, which is not part of the Bible. We have freedom of worship, that is that we can come and worship. Amen. But they created something, amen, that even the naysayers, they had freedom to worship too. They took that freedom to worship to mean they could worship any way they wanted to. But you know, freedom of worship gets you here, but it stops right here. Amen. You no longer have freedom of worship. Amen. We've become prisoners of Jesus Christ. Amen. We begin to worship, but we worship in spirit and truth. When they first heard the spirit of worship, they didn't know what worship was. They didn't know what it meant. They didn't know anything about it. Amen. I remember when I passed a sign and it said, Uncle Sam was saying, I want you. Well, all of these preconceived ideas began to come up in my mind. I began to think about all of the glamour from it. And you know, I began to think of all the good things. Amen. So this is the thing that I was thinking. And when I got to recruiting officer, he didn't make it any different. I still thought the same thing. But when I got to the real thing, I found out all my preconceived ideals went out the window. Amen. They're preconceived ideals. This is a thing. Now, in the lesson here today, in the book of John. Now, John, we all know he was the only apostle that probably this time in the writings of the second John, first, second, third John, probably wasn't any other apostles left. He was the go-to man. He's the man that knew it all. And amen, everybody had confidence in him. Well, in the beginning church, everybody was Christian. You said, I'm of Christ. They said, come right on in. Come right on in. You're of Christ. But it didn't take too long. Always somebody wants to help the Word of God. They think they're doing good. They want to add to something. They want to make it easier, like, you know, like maybe God forgot something. But you know, God don't forget anything. Man forgets who God is. And when you begin to do that, I call it the God complex. When you begin to add to the Word of God, you know what you do? You put yourself in place of God. You're adding words. We know what the Word in the beginning was a Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Amen. So how am I going to find any place that I can add my 2 cents worth in it? It's just not there. Amen. But the lesson for today is God's Word for the world, or today's world. Or God's Word for today about walking in truth. Now, most people, they'll tell you right off the bat, well, you can't tell me that. I got the right to worship any way I want to. And you do. Until you get to this book. Now, God is a dictator. He's not a harsh dictator. He said, my yoke is easy. But amen, his word remaineth the same. We're not to add to or take away. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this time in the book of John, amen, by this time, it was the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren was pretty much the church. Amen. Saints of Christ, that big splash that God had made, it started to settle down a little bit. And we didn't have the word like we got right here, but they still had the word that God gave them in the beginning. Now, I'm talking here about the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's some things I can agree with you or I can disagree with you on. But one thing that we have to be right on is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And this is what we have in the book of John. Evidently, they begin to have these people come in, say they were of Christ, and they begin to take them in, and then they begin to preach different things. They begin to preach the things that God is not a God of the flesh. They could not believe that God would robe himself in sinful flesh. If you want a name for it, it's called Gnosticism. It means knowledge. They thought they were super brilliant people. They were super smart, that they could add things to this. They could help things out, help you understand more. So they said, we can't believe that God would come in a sinful flesh. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things I don't understand about God, but I understand what His Word says. And now that's faith. When you walk upon the Word of God, you believe what the Word of God says. Amen. And then we act upon the Gospels came. Amen. You must believe in the Gospel. You must believe the doctrine of Jesus Christ. You must believe that He was virgin born. That God robed Himself in flesh. And I said flesh, it didn't say something else. So you have to believe that. Then you have to believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is not something we can add to. We've got to believe it. Amen. I'm going to show you some things here. And I know what time it is. I'm going to quit. If I'm half done, 15 till, I'm done. So that's up to me if I don't get it down right. But anyway, in our focus verse, it said, but if we walk in the light, you could use that light as truth, as He is the light, truth, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. You know, when you have fellowship one with another, when you walk in the commandments of God, you can't have fellowship unless you're in the commandments of God. In our first verse, it's starting with John 1 through 13. Second John only has 13 verses. But it's like that little pill that you get from the doctor. It's very small, but it's very potent. You can have one that big around, don't have much to it. It's hard to believe, but it's the way it is. All right, the elder unto the elect lady and her children whom I love in the truth. Everybody say love in the truth. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. We are to love in the truth. People talk about love, love, love. That's all you hear today. But the love of God, that agape love, amen, it is in the boundaries. It can only be expressed in the boundaries of the truth. It can't be expressed any other way. Any other love outside that boundary is not the love of God. Now, Brother Wells, he said something Wednesday night. Sometime love will tell you no. Sometime love will tell you yes. Amen. Sometime we're raising the children today that we've got to just show them love, love, love. And you think about not telling them ever no. You're showing love. Well, you're not. You show love, amen, when you do what is good for that child. And amen. And this is what John is. Now, when I read these things, I don't know if it happens to you, but I kind of think about this man that wrote this. You ever think that you're reading about way, way back there in the days of Christ, and this was John the apostle, the one that wrote the book of John, the one that wrote the three books of John, and John the Revelator? You ever think about that when you're reading this? Well, see, this is what it had upon the church that time. They knew who this man was. Now, this man's not going to tell you anything that's not true. And these are the things. See, the apostles were given the gift of Scripture, of understanding Scripture. They were given that. So what they say is inspired by God. It's right there. It's God's Word. And what they said in the beginning was to stay that way. It wasn't to be any other way. It wasn't to be added to. It wasn't to be taken away. It had to be exactly that. And then the second verse said, for truth's sake. Everything you're going to read from this point down is going to be for truth's sake. Amen. Which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Amen. This truth dwells within you. Did your mother ever say to you, for goodness sake, stop that. You know better than that. Have you ever heard that? It was for today. She knows you knew better than that. Why? Because she taught you better than that. Amen. I mean, we all get out of the way. I never remember a time where she said that, where she wasn't right. I knew better than that. I just wasn't doing better. And that's what John is saying. He said, for truth's sake, this is what we are to do. It says, verse 3 says, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, and truth and love again. And truth and love. And Brother Wells said it Wednesday. He said we have boundaries. Amen. And that's where truth is. We have those boundaries that we must stay in. And this is to the family of God. Amen. We have love for the family of God that's different than the love that we have for the world. Now, sometime I thought I was supposed to love the world like I love my children. But I tried, but I ain't got there yet. But what we owe the world is what God gave the world. We take this gospel to them. That's the love that we have for the world, that we take the gospel to them. I mean, you don't have to love everybody in. That's what was happening in this time now. The naysayers was already here. The deceivers were already here. They might have meant well and all that, but still wrong. You've got to be right. And so the naysayers were here. They was beginning to add to the word and take away from the word. And that's why I don't know if somebody, they say the elder lady, the elect lady, is that a woman or is that a church? There's some division there on what that is. It doesn't matter. It's for the church now, whether it was to a lady or to the church. But somebody had gotten hold of John with this thing. Look, people are coming in. They all say they're of Christ, but they're teaching something different than the doctrine of Christ. Now, if you don't get the doctrine of Christ right, the rest of it, you're not going to be in it. You can't be, and I'll prove it to you. Verse 4 of 2 John. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. Nothing pleased God more than to see you walking in truth. Amen. Nothing pleased him less to see you not. Amen. Walking in truth. And we have received, a commandment from the Father. Now we have the Gospels and we have the books of Acts. The Gospels get you in the door. The books of Acts, you're performing God's commandments. You're performing the things that you receive. Amen. The Bible says without works, faith is dead. Why is it dead? Because what's in you, if you walk in the commandments of God, these things are going to come from you. Amen. These things of God are going to come from you. Amen. They're going to manifest. The Word of God is manifesting from you. And you can't have love unless you're walking in the commandments of God. If people say they have love and they're not walking in the commandments of God, the Bible says they're a liar. So, but I want to go on. But he said, I rejoice greatly. I found my children walking in truth. Verse 5 said, now he's going to get down to it. It's all for truth's sake. Now for truth's sake, I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Amen. Nothing changed. You got people coming in, they saying this, they saying that. Nothing has changed. The word remains the same. It doesn't change. Amen. And you can look around today. You've got this denomination, that denomination. You've got all of these things. Amen. But it doesn't matter unless you stay right with the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Your church don't mean anything. Because these things, now Paul, now here's John. He's one writing and telling them, look, you can't do that. No, you got to stay with what you've got from the beginning. He said, what you heard from the beginning, we've heard it from straight from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Now we're giving it to you. And who are you to come in and say something different? That's what he's saying. He said, don't even let them in your house. But no, that's not showing love. That's showing hate. Jesus said it. I didn't. Amen. Which he had from the beginning. Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3. Amen. The Bible it's the Word of God, and this word is coming from John. But you know who else it's coming from? It's coming from God. 1 John 2 and 3. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. The word of God is an amazing thing. You know, through all the persecution, all the things, you know, many people carry it around. They don't know what's in it, but that word of God still stays. You know, it's still here. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. By this we know that we love the children of God is when we love God and keep His commandments. Amen. If you're not keeping the commandments of God and you say that you love God, the Bible says you don't love Him. And verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Amen. He's not asking us to do anything that we can't do. All He's asking you to do is obey the truth that's in God's Word. He's not asking anything more, anything less. How hard is it to repent, be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins, and be filled with the Holy Ghost? Now, there's two things that we're commanded to do. We're commanded to repent. We're commanded to be baptized in Jesus' name. Now, the third part is His. Because I can't do anything about that. And He don't do anything about that till you come to Him in spirit and in truth. How else can He go? He can't operate any other way. So that's the way that we've got to come into God. Now, 1 Corinthians 13 and 3. Said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now, what is love? Let's go to the next verse here. And this is love. This is what John's saying. He said, this is love, that we walk after His commandments. Though you give to the poor, though you have all charity, though you have all of these things, though you give all your wealth, amen, to the church, though you do all of these things, and you keep not His commandments, this is love, that you keep His commandments. What does it say? Let's read it again. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. And this is love, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. You don't have to worry about having the love of God if you walk after His commandments. It's going to come. You say, how do I love? Walk after His commandments. Believe what the Word of God says. That's it. That's all we got to do. And before you can get into something, before I can get into this building, I first have to come through the door. And He's made the way for us to come through the door. Amen. If I walk up beside the door, inside the building, I never come in the door. I'm not going to get anything until I come in the door. And there's a way that you come in the door. You reach, you turn the knob, and if it's not locked, you open the door. And you open the door by obeying His commandments, what He says to do. And we can't do anything different than what the Word says. You lose your freedom when you come to this Word. We are prisoners of Jesus Christ. We're not our own. Amen. We can't do everything the way we see it. It has to be according to the way that He sees it. Amen. And this is the love of God, that we walk after His commandments. And this is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, we should walk in it. John is telling them, say, look, they're coming in with something. They're saying things that the Bible didn't say. They're saying things that Jesus Christ didn't say. They're saying things that the apostles didn't say. You stay with what you've heard from in the beginning. Now, when you begin to add to and you begin to take away in church, it's apostasy. You add to it and you take it away. Now, I was an apostatizer at one time. I was in the Trinity Church. To them, I was committing apostasy when I left. But you know what I went into? I went into more truth. Amen. They were some good Christian people, good people. They came to my door and they wanted to give me something to help me in my walk with God. They wanted to show me something more perfect. Amen. They began to tell me. They began to show me in the Scripture. And when I see these things, they taught me the simple basics of coming in the door. Amen. When I looked and I seen these things, I seen this man say, men and brethren, what shall we do? See, they was pricked in their hearts because of the things that Peter had said about how that they had killed the Christ. He said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now, that was the first time that question come up. And Peter, given the keys to the kingdom of God, he gave the answer. He He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. After you do your part, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Mark 16 and 16 said, he that believeth. Now the word came. Now you still have your choice. You don't have your freedom of worship, but you still have your choice. Man has a choice. I could have said, no, I know what I've been told. I'm going to stay with that. I just don't believe it. That's where it's at. Mark 16 says, he that believeth, first you've got to believe, and is baptized. You've got to do those two things. It says he that believeth and he that is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. It don't do you no good if you don't believe. You can be baptized all you want to. Amen. Amen. Like we read in here, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Verse 6, and this is love, that we walk after his commandment. Don't worry about how the love's going to come. You walk after his commandment. And all these other things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. Amen. Verse 7. Now he's saying, there's many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that he is a deceiver and an antichrist. John the Revelator said that. John, the man that walked with Jesus Christ, said that. I didn't say it. I read that to you. And it says that. That's what it means. It has to be. And sometimes we think, well, I have freedom of worship. Not once you get to this book. Once you get in the door. Amen. First thing that sergeant said to me was not what I was expecting. But it's the truth. Amen. They was preparing us for battle. They was preparing us for war. Now, the way I had it, we wouldn't got past the first war. But they knew how to fight the battle. And this is what we must do. We must come into this thing. It must be repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and God filling you with the Holy Ghost. Can't be anything different. It has to be that. Nothing different. And then we begin to walk in newness of life. Then we begin to walk in newness of life. Amen. When I was in the military, I couldn't walk like I used to. I had to keep step with a whole bunch of others. We was hitting each other, running each other and everything for a while. We was getting hollered at, screamed at, called everything in the book. They was trying to get us to walk in step. Now this is what John, he's saying, get in step. Get in step with the church. He's saying, get in step with the church. He said, there's deceivers among you. Amen. There's all kinds of things out there. There was those that couldn't believe that God would robe himself in flesh and dwell among us. They just couldn't believe that. And then there's those out there that believe there's a spark of good in every man. And they believe that you are to work on that spark of good and become a perfect man. You leave out Jesus Christ, you could be as good as you want to be. He said it already in 1 Corinthians 13 and 3. He said you could have all of these things. Amen, but if you have not Christ, and if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of his. The Bible says that too. Amen. It says, now in verse 8, it says, we all should do this. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, which we have received, but that we receive a full reward. Amen. I want all God's got to offer. And the only thing, the way you're going to get into that is to come in the door, and you got to wait till you come in. You got two things you got to do. Repent, be baptized, and God to do the rest. And amen. And if you're walking in his commandments, amen, you'll have the love of God, the agape love that God has. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'm telling you the word of God said you will. Walk in his commandments. Come in the door in the truth. And he'll give you the love for man that you need to have. It don't mean you'll like them all. It means that you love them as God has loved them, you'll take them the gospel. It don't mean I got to feed them all. Amen. Sometimes one place in the Bible, the word of God said, why do you give to those that hate me? So if you're going to feed them, bring the word of God to them too. Amen. That's what they used to do. In verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He don't have him. And the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son, and guess what? The Holy Ghost. These all three are one. Amen. We've got to do these things. We can't get around it. John the Revelator said these things. I'm reading them to you and trying to get you to get in step. You know, we got to be in step with God. I remember the first thing I seen. I got 3 minutes. I'm going to quit. The first thing that I seen when I was in the military, we had these hats pulled down to our ears, these yellow sweatshirts on, and we were just walking like this. We wasn't in step with nobody. And I seen this group of Marines, and they was walking in step. Man, I thought that was the sharpest thing I ever seen. And about that time, I seen this DI come up and drop kick a guy right out of formation. I says, what did I get myself into? But drop kicked him right out of formation. Now, God wants us to get in step. You want to be with God? Get in step with God. And I'm reading my last verse here, because these two are very important. And he that abideth in God, for he that abideth in God, if there come any group, verse 10, unto you, and bring another doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. You don't bid him Godspeed. Everybody said, oh, we all serve the same God. Can't do that. And verse 10, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Now, we have a lot of things in this word. If it's in this word, guess what? I'm going to say, oh me, oh my, but I'm not going to give it Godspeed. And I'm not going to give, if you come into God, you're not come repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, filled with his Holy Ghost, I'm not going to give you Godspeed. I'm going to say you need more. Somebody told me that one time. Somebody told me that once. They said, you need more. They said, your heart is right, but you need more truth. And you know what? I thank God for apostolic people. Amen. My time's up. Okay. Let's all stand now. And we're just going to go to our place of prayer and pray for the service. Amen. Pray for Brother Davis. I know he's a good preacher, but he still needs God. He still needs prayer like anybody else. Anyway, that's all I have today. And find your place to pray. And 11 o'clock, we'll have the worship service.